This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How is everybody?
Doing well, man. The Ravens cut down to 53 yesterday, but before that cut on Saturday, they lost a key member of that offense. And that's J.K. Dobbins. What does the loss of Dobbins mean to the Ravens' offense?
He's a starter. Can't replace starters. There's a reason why they're starters. They're the best guy on the team. But with that said, you got to dig a little bit deeper. One, their scheme is very sound as far as their blocking, the combination blocking and so forth. Greg Roman has done a good job with that ever since he's been here. Gus Edwards, capable. More than capable. I mean, he's averaged over 5 yards of carry in his career, so he's fine there. The kid, Tyson Williams, explosive. The thing I worry about with him, I mean, and he's a great cutback runner with a lot of speed, but he's not going to be doing all that reverse and field against the first team. And if you don't believe that, ask Baker Mayfield. When he got in the league and those defensive ends were running him down and saying, hey, in this league, we're as fast as you. And he kind of cut that out. But overall, They're in pretty good shape, and all these people keep saying, go out and get these running backs, big-name running backs that are out there. You know, I just kind of laugh and say, well, why don't they just go get O.J. Simpson and bring him back? They don't fit into the scheme. They don't fit in the game plan. They're okay. They're going to be fine. And the best running back on the team is Lamar.
Yeah, just make sure that – are they playing the Rams at home, right? Because O.J. doesn't go to L.A. because he doesn't want to run into the real killer.
Yeah.
I got a question. Yeah, you got a point there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Were you surprised at all, given J.K.'s injury, that they let McCrary go?
Kind of. But how many running backs can you keep on a roster with a roster that's loaded with good young players overall? I mean, you look at their defensive backs, and everyone's talking about them going into training camp, and they panned out. So do you take a – gamble with a guy named with McCrary, who's he's not a great player, but he's okay. What do you say? Hey, we got Gus, we got Williams, and we got a lot of DBs who can play. And then you got Wink Martindale in the back screaming, take the DBs, take the DBs. they took the DBs.
Yeah.
So, Mike, as we look at the way that the roster's constructed, how do you feel about the offensive line? A lot of people were looking at the Ben Mason pick, like, well, that's kind of surprising. But do you feel overall, depth-wise, they're fine? Or how do you look at it?
Their offensive line scares me more than their running back position. Their offensive line scares me more than any position on this team. Because, I mean, they gave up two sacks. And everyone said, oh, they moved the ball effectively against the Redskins in that one series. They gave up two sacks against a team that wasn't playing the first team. All right, that's not good. And I haven't seen this group come out and get after people. And I know they say they've had injuries and been depleted, but you're getting closer to the regular season. They got to step it up. So I'm waiting to see this area improve. And once they improve, especially with the pass blocking, because going into the season, everyone kept saying, hey, what do they need to improve on? One, the passing game. Well, the passing game involves their offensive line pass blocking. They're not very good. Just be thankful Lamar is the quarterback, that he can make some things happen, because right now that's the biggest question for me going into the regular season. And the guy, Mason, just another failed Michigan draft pick. Stop taking those guys, please. Stop. No more.
You know, Mike Preston, BaltimoreSun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike Preston, they let go of Pernell McPhee, terminated vested veteran, along with Anthony Levine. Will one or both of these guys be back after they figure out practice squad and other things?
Yep, they'll be back. I mean, McPhee is one of the best pass rushers on the team. And plus, they're older guys, and, you know, they don't get hit with the waiver stuff. So it's not like some team can come and claim them off the waiver wire. Basically, they probably had a handshake agreement with John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta saying, okay, you could terminate me, but wink, wink, you're going to bring me back and we're going to be happy. And he probably said, yes, that's what's going to happen. So those two guys will be back. But, you know, the interesting stuff is what happens with Nick Boyle, Jimmy Smith, Bateman, Justice Hill, Boykin. I guess they put him on IR and he can't come back to week four. But Jimmy Smith, they were counting on him. What happens there? I don't know. Sometimes you listen to John talk. I mean, he loves Jimmy Smith, but those injuries get old. And after a couple of years of this, I want to see what happens there. That's going to be interesting.
Actually, that was kind of what I was going to ask you next is, given the, you know, the injury roll call that we've got going on, how do you feel about them going into the regular season this year versus past years?
Well, I'm happy with their running back situation. I'm happy with their fullback. I'm happy with their quarterback. Their receivers. I mean, the passing game is about timing. They haven't had these guys in. And then when you throw the ball and everything, those quick outs and quick slants and those comebacks, it's all about being in a rhythm. And we haven't seen it, and maybe part of it because they're trying to hide some stuff, but still haven't seen it in practices where they have that timing down. That scares me. But as I pointed out earlier, I'm glad they can run the football, and that's their forte, because they're probably going to have to depend on that more this season than in the past, because their passing game isn't even close to being up to par.
Mike, when we talked about the injury to Dobbins and how it affects the running game, of course, do you think it changes their philosophy and certain plays they would like to run with Dobbins that maybe they feel they can't run with Edwards? And on that note as well, do you think it affects – how do you think the carries will be divvied out this year? As one of the things we brought up throughout this week is that, you know, Gus Edwards, I think the most carries he's had in the season is 144.
Yeah, but Gus is a horse. I mean, if there's a back that you kind of count on, they're just going to give you those 20 to 30 carries a game and not get tired, it's Gus. He's in great shape. Took off some weight so he can actually pop out to the perimeter a little bit better than in years past. Where it changes for this team is the whole offseason, or one of the key parts of the offseason was putting Dobbins into the passing game and making him a weapon coming out of the backfield on third down situations. Well, Gus Edwards is not that kind of a pass catcher. He's not that kind of a weapon. Williams, we haven't seen that from him. He can go outside and block, because we saw that against the Redskins. But as a receiver, that changes the whole dynamic of some of the things that they were counting on. And we'll see how they counter that. But the absence of Dobbins definitely hurts the passing game.
Real quick before we let you out of here, Mike, Jeremy and I brought this up yesterday. He brought it up about the carries. I said to Jeremy, I think that number of the most carries in 1 year, I think that number worked to his benefit because he's not worn down. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think Lamar will take it more upon himself to probably carry the ball a little bit more. I think going in, he said, hey, we got these weapons. We got these guys on the outside. Maybe I don't have to run the ball as much. But Lamar's a competitor. I mean, I think he's going to try to take over and put more of his will, his stamp on this offense than ever before. Because, hey, when you're going into the season, you could count on Lamar. You could count on Dobbins. And you could count on Andrews. Well, they had the big three. Well, the big three has become the big 2.5. I think Lamar steps it up and gets more carries.
There he is. What are you working on right now, Preston?
Probably working on a story on that big linebacker named Malik Harrison.
I like him.
Big body, nice kid. Spent a lot of time around the the complex during the offseason, I think he's going to have a pretty good year.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.